The candidate who came in second to Romney in Iowa is also in New Hampshire this morning.
Rick Santorum's strong finish in Iowa won lots of attention and guaranteed sharper scrutiny from the media. Now, Santorum has told his story as a frugal guy from a modest background who played outside coal mines where his grandfather once worked. Today, Bloomberg reports Santorum has come a long way from that beginning, becoming a millionaire in the last 5 years.
Since losing his Senate seat in 2006, he's been paid for media appearances and served as a consultant for an energy company and a faith-based advocacy group. Bloomberg says just in the period from January 2010 to this past August, he earned $1.3 million.
Now let's look at how money is affecting the presidential election. One major factor in the Iowa results was likely a barrage of attack ads against one-time frontrunner Newt Gingrich. The ads came from a super PAC supporting Mitt Romney. Super PACs are supposedly independent organizations made possible by the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision in 2010 and some other election law changes. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
The super PAC behind former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney blanketed the Iowa airwaves with attack ads like this one.
He appears unable to transform or even govern himself. Newt Gingrich, too much baggage. Restore Our Future is responsible for the content of this message.
Restore Our Future spent $4 million on the ads. That meant the average Iowa TV viewer would have seen them three dozen times per week. They were a major reason that Gingrich, the former House Speaker, plummeted from first place in the polls to fourth place Tuesday night. Restore Our Future is run by former campaign aides to Romney, but officially it's not part of his presidential operation. There are super PACs backing all of the major candidates. They raise whatever money they can get, no limits required, from corporations and wealthy individuals. But there hasn't been any disclosure of donors since last July, and there won't be any till the end of January. Bill Allison is editorial director for the Sunlight Foundation, a group that promotes transparency in politics.
We have the Iowa caucuses, we have the New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida primaries, and we won't know who was donating to the organizations that were trying to knock those other candidates out.
The super PACs stay below the radar by cherry-picking disclosure requirements from the federal election laws. It's absolutely legal. But not everyone in the super PAC world agrees that secrecy is a good thing. Washington lawyer Robert Kellner advises super PACs and big donors. He says that for people giving the money, the timing of disclosure is immaterial.
They have already decided when they chose to make the contribution to a super PAC that they were comfortable with their name being in the public record.
As for the super PACs, he says they don't benefit from temporarily hiding a controversial donor.
If it's that big an issue, then maybe the super PAC doesn't want that particular contribution in the first place.
And while candidates are usually desperate for every regulated contribution they can get, Kellner says the super PACs tend to be well-funded.
And they can make nuanced choices as to which contributions they want to accept and which ones they don't.
No one at Restore Our Future was willing to speak on the record yesterday, but C. Edmund Wright was. He's the spokesman for Winning Our Future, a super PAC run by former aides to Gingrich. Wright says transparency would have made Restore Our Future tone down its attacks.
Just common sense tells me that they would have given a lot less money and maybe not been quite as negative.
Then again, Gingrich has now shed his nice guy persona. And yesterday, the Winning Our Future website featured an old ad from John McCain's 2008 campaign, A Tale of Two Mitts.
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose and am devoted and dedicated to honoring my word in that regard. I am pro-life and favor that legislation.
It's a message that Winning Our Future would like to repeat with its own ads, financed by its own secret donors. Professor Anthony Corrado has spent years studying the flow of political money. He says Iowa gives just a hint of what's to come.
We're really turning the clock back. We will have more undisclosed money used in the presidential election than we have seen since the elections prior to Watergate.
And as in Iowa, the undisclosed money stands ready to deliver the harshest attacks. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.